The following podcast is presented by Wellspring of Life Church, a community of faith, hope, and purpose.
So as you guys know, Matt and I have been doing the alternative worship nights, trying every couple months, sometimes it's every 3 months. We were supposed to do it October, but it kind of got pushed back. So anyway, that's what tonight's going to be. And so that's obviously what I'm going to be speaking about is worship. And that's just something, I've shared this before, but that's something that God has just really been putting on my heart. Like even this whole year, really, starting in January and even before that, I guess. But just every month and just introducing new things to me, like what worship is. We all have an idea of what it is, but I think it's a lot deeper. It's a lot more complex. And there's just a lot more parts to it than a lot of us think about. So just personally, I'm just going to share with you a few things that God has been showing me lately. I felt like it was probably 6 months ago that God told me to just read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and to just be marking down every single spot where it talks about worship in there, whether that is when Jesus is worshiping, or if that's when a disciple is worshiping, or whether that's someone who doesn't even know Jesus, but God healed them, and they worship God after that. And it's just been so interesting. That could be probably a whole talk in itself, of things that God has just been revealing to me and what that looked like in the Gospels, and just how that fit in with sharing the Word of God. But as I've been going through the Gospels, there's been other parts that God has been teaching me. So I just want to share a little portion of that tonight. And so I looked up one of the Hebrew words for worship, which is most used, is shaha. It's spelled S-H-A-C-H-A-H, but it means to bow down or to prostrate oneself. And so to bow down, laying yourself down on the ground to God. And so as I've been getting this message ready, I've just been praying, like, what does that mean to us, not just in church, not just, before Dave speaks and after, like, literally singing worship, but what does that mean in our everyday life as we are supposed to be worshiping God all the time? And, we like to think, at least I do, that I do worship God a lot, but the more he introduces, the more things he tells me, it's like I am not even close to worshiping God all the time. And there are so many areas in my life that I am not willing to lay down and to bow down and to say, God, I'm giving these to you as I'm worshiping you. And it's just been really eye-opening to me. It's been convicting for sure. And a while back, I ran across this quote. It's by A.W. Tozer, and it says, I can safely say, on the authority of all that is revealed in the Word of God, that any man or woman on this earth who is bored and turned off by worship is not ready for heaven. And that's like a stab in the heart, And of course, my first thought is, well, I'm never bored and I'm never turned off by worship, so I'm ready for heaven. Like, check that off the list. But then God was like, let's be real about this. Let's think about this, And I just thought, even doing worship, like, I love being on the worship team. I love doing worship. But how many times do we play a song that I've played hundreds of times, or even a new song where I'm, like, so focused on playing it right and not screwing it up that I'm not even thinking about the words that I'm singing or the words that we're singing and leading you guys in? Or I just get caught up, like I said, if I've played that 100 times and I can do it without even looking at the music, but while I'm doing it, I'm thinking about what I'm doing after church, and I'm thinking about what I'm doing at work on Monday, and just all these things get in the way. And it's like, I'm not even thinking about the words that we are singing, that's on the overhead up here. And I think that's easy for a lot of us, and especially singing, all these songs that we know. And it's just easy to not even realize that we're not truly worshiping God. And especially if you go and look, what worship means is bowing down before God. Is that really what we're doing, or are we just singing words? And so that quote, it's been coming in my head every day since I saw it, and just thinking, like, am I ready for heaven? Am I ready to be worshiping God? Because if I can't do it on earth, then I for sure am not ready to be doing that in heaven. So I want you guys, if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Revelation. We're going to look at chapter 4. I'm just going to read it through the whole chapter first, and then we'll talk about it. So starting Revelation 4, chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, 'Come up here, and I will show you the things which must take place after this.' Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones. And on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, 'Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.' Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, 'You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.'" And I just want you to picture that and think about that and how powerful that is. And you just imagine these elders who are bowing before the throne and they are casting their crowns and they just day and night, they are praising God and saying, "Holy, holy, holy, you are so worthy. And you are so worthy to receive glory and honor." And as I read that, God just spoke to me and said, you know, that's how we need to be here on earth, getting ready for what it's going to be like in heaven. And for all that Jesus did for us and gave to us, and still the mercy he shows us every day that we do not deserve. And we know we did not deserve him to die on the cross. We didn't deserve anything he did. So the very, very least we can do back for him is to worship him and to bow down and to be willing to give him anything that he asks of us. And, you know, people joke about going to heaven and about, you know, will my favorite food be in heaven, or what will my house look like in heaven, or will I be with my family? You know, like, we've all talked about those things. And people, you know, make up what they think it's going to be like, which is fine. You know, nobody knows what heaven will be like. We know that, you know, like exactly what it's going to look like or what it'll be like. But it doesn't even matter, because it doesn't matter who we're with. It doesn't matter if we eat. It doesn't any of that, because all we will be doing day in and day out is laying ourselves, bowing on the floor and worshiping our God. And I think sometimes we forget the glory of God. And I think we take God more to an earthly level and take Jesus to an earthly level. And we think of it in a worldly way, sort of, like, because we get the thought, well, like, you have to live. Like, if there's never an ending, if it's eternity, how do you just worship someone? But it's like, we have to go beyond that. And we can't think of that in our humanly minds. But that's what we will be doing, is worshiping God. And it's a lot heavier, and I think there's a bigger weight to that when we think about it, that it's not just going to be singing, you know, songs like we sing now or whatever. It is literally saying, like, your glory, your majesty, I shouldn't even be able to be in your presence, but you allow me to be. And so I am laying myself down before you, and I am worshiping you. And then when it talks about, you know, these elders are laying down their crowns, you know, it says in the Bible, you know, that we will be given crowns, but it doesn't even matter. Like, those are the things, you know, it doesn't matter what we have done here. And, you know, people say, you know, well, you should be doing this. You should be helping these people, which it's all great things. It is. And God will reward us with crowns for that. I acknowledge that. But that won't matter what we have done when we come to Jesus. All we will know is we are not even, we can't even look at his face because he is so holy. And we are going to be giving everything we have, every crown, everything we have ever done, and saying, Jesus, please take it all. I wish I had more to give you. I don't deserve you. I don't deserve your love. I don't deserve your mercy. But still, he gives it to us. And it's still, you know, never ending. And so, over and over, I have just been feeling like, who am I to get so caught up in my life right now and to get caught up in work and to get caught up in anything, you know? Just like Shorty was saying about prayer, like we can make time. There's a lot of things we make time for, whether that's, you know, social events or watching TV or all of these things, but it's hard for us to make time for prayer. And that's for me too. I am guilty of that. But how is that possible? Like, if we think about God who created us and the life he's given us and how we should be damned to hell for the rest of our life, but we aren't because of him, don't we owe him at least an hour a day to be praying? Or don't we owe him the time to be worshiping within everything we do? You know, as we talked before, worship isn't necessarily singing songs all the time. So it's like when I'm working, I can still be worshiping God. And when I'm driving during the day, I can still be worshiping God. And through everything I do, I should be worshiping him, and I should be giving him everything we have. There's a quote by Jonathan Helzer, and it says, when we sing who he is, we remember who we are. And I think that's the other end to praising him and to worshiping him, is we don't deserve anything back from it. We are giving God everything we have, and we should be offering him that. But because of God's love for us and because of Jesus' mercy for us, he wants to give back to us. And that's actually the beauty of it, I think. I think a lot of us have been in that place, whether it's here in church, whether it's somewhere else, when we are worshiping and you just feel the Holy Spirit and you feel his presence. And it is, I can't even explain it. It's one of the most fulfilling feelings you felt, just to know that you are in the presence of the living God. We've realized it too, like when we are willing to give up those things in our life that we're struggling with, whether that's a relationship, you know, whether that's a death in the family, the list goes on and on and on. But when we are willing to really loosen our grasp and to give that to God, he always, in return, gives us something else. Whether it's, you know, it might be the answer we were praying for, but a lot of times it's just comfort or it's peace that he's giving us that we couldn't find before. And so when we are willing to worship him and to sing who he is and to praise him, he gives it back to us and helps us to remember who we are in God and who we were created to be in Christ and who he made us to be. Another quote said that worship is an act of war against the enemy of our hearts. And that's, I think, goes hand in hand with that, is that as we are worshiping, we are fighting in this battle. And it's easier for us to just block that out and just think like there's not a heavenly battle going on right now and I'm not a part of it and it doesn't matter what I do. And honestly, we can think whatever we want, but that doesn't change the fact that there is. So it's like, why don't we take advantage of what God has given us and the Holy Spirit and fight in that battle like we are called to do? And by worshiping God and by praising God, we are fighting in that battle. And that's how we get that strength, is from Jesus. So it's like, just time and time again, God is pointing out, like, yeah, you have to give up your time, or yeah, you have to give up some events that you wanted to go to, but in return, I'm going to give you so much more, and something that means so much more than that, but yet, you have to trust that I will do that for you. And it's sad, even, like, for me especially, how hard that is, and I don't know why, you know, but again, that's why God's been working with me on it for the last 11 months, so... and so God, you know, as God's just been telling me, you know, he just wants us to come before him, and he doesn't want us to lay down the extraordinary before him. He wants us to lay down all the pieces of our ordinary, and he wants us to lay down our broken hearts. He wants us to lay down our anger. He wants us to lay down anything that we are struggling with. And even when things are going great, and that's a great time in your life, we have to remember, though, that we didn't get there on our own, not even in the slightest. It was God who's brought us to that point. And we have to lay down that too and say, God, my life is great right now and I love how it is. But if it needs to change, I'm willing to lay that down. If I need to suffer for you, I'm willing to lay that down because that's the least I can do. And I need to worship you and to praise you. And it's just beautiful that we can be broken though. And God takes it exactly how we are. You know, if it does not say anywhere in the Bible that we have to be, things have to be going well and we have to be perfect before we can come and worship God. Thank goodness. And so I just, I've really had it on my heart these last few, actually really the last couple months, that we just needed a night of worship tonight. And we needed a night where we can truly look at our heart and just say, when I am worshiping God or when I am singing to God, what is on my heart? Like, what am I thinking about? Am I truly saying these words that are on the screen? Or am I praying to God or whatever it is? Or am I focused on other things? You know, am I, when I am worshiping God, am I still feeling fear? Or am I still feeling anger? Or what are these feelings that are going on in my heart? Because really, we should be laying that down before Jesus. And you know what? Of course, we can't do that alone. And so that's why we're praying to God and asking for help with that. But I think it's really important that we realize how essential it is in our walk with Christ that we come and just bow down before him. And I mean, that can be literal if you want. Sometimes I need that, to literally be on my knees, be on my face, and just say, like, God, I am not worthy to be in your presence. But yet you have given us the Holy Spirit, and we can be. It's just incredible what we have the ability to do. And it's like God wants to speak with us, you know, through different ways. But how many times are we too busy to not even listen, to not even ask him about that, you know? Some of us are in a Bible study about discerning the voice of God. And it's funny because it's so actually easy to hear God's voice. And I think a lot of us know that, but we're just so caught up in our day-to-day life that we can't make time for that. And so anyway, I just want to take tonight, we are going to have a little bit, kind of an extended amount of worship, longer than normal. And I am just going to challenge you guys, no matter what your life is like right now, no matter how you're feeling tonight, no matter how you came here, God wanted you here tonight. And I just want us to praise him and to worship him, and however that looks for you. I'm going to go ahead and invite the worship team up. But of course, we have communion like we always do. And if you feel God's calling you to do that, please do. Like I said, if you feel God's calling you to be on the ground worshiping him, please do. Like, this is a safe place for us. And I think we need to take advantage of that. And I also challenge you to just really ask God, like, please speak to me and whatever you are trying to tell me. And I was just praying that before. I just felt this sense that a lot of people here have an idea, like, God doesn't talk to them. And it may not be in an audible voice. Like, that's not the most common way. But, like, God talks to our spirit. And if you feel like you have a word for someone else here tonight, I challenge you, please go share that with them. Again, it's a safe place. Like, everyone here loves each other. We love God. God loves us. So just the final thing, as I was getting this ready last week, God just gave me a word from him. I think there are like a few specific people here that this is really targeting, but it's true for all of us. And it's true for all of us who are just feeling broken and who are in a hard place in our life right now. And I know we've all been there before. So Jesus is just telling you, he says, my child, I hear your weeping behind the closed doors. I see your struggle behind every forced smile. I feel the pain that no one seems to understand. I want you to know that when you are in your deepest despair, your lowest of lows, the point when you feel you can't take one more step, I am with you, and I love you. I love you in your brokenness. I love you in your pain. I love you more than anyone has ever loved you before. My dearest child, come before me and offer everything you have, and in return, I will give you more than you could ever imagine. Worship me. Through your tears, through your heartache, through your fears, worship me. Trust that I will meet you in your darkest hour when you meet me at my throne. I will love you forever. As you lay down your fears, wants, loves, and sacrifices, I will take them and make them into a workmanship beyond your wildest dreams. Come, child, worship me. So I just want to pray, and then we'll just go into some worship, and let's just lay down everything we have before God and just really listen to what he wants to tell us, because I promise you he does. He's talking to all of us. So Jesus, we just pray to you tonight, and we thank you that we have the ability to worship you and to praise you and to just sing to you and pray to you and everything that so many people in other countries, they don't even have the ability to do. So I just thank you for that. And God, I just pray that tonight our hearts are opened in a way that we've never experienced before. I pray that the Holy Spirit just comes down thick upon this church, God. I pray that you intervene in all of our lives tonight, God, that we hear you speaking to us in ways that we've never even experienced before, Jesus. And God, I pray for the hearts in this church right now that are broken. I pray for the people who feel that they, you know, that they're just lost, that they don't have anywhere to go. They don't have anyone to turn to, Jesus. I just pray that they feel so much comfort and peace tonight, more than they have ever felt in their life. And that you just show that you are the true Father. You are the true loving heart that they've been looking for. And that they can just tangibly feel your love tonight, God, that everyone here can. I just pray that we can bow down before you, lay ourselves face down before you, and give up anything that we are holding on to in our life. Give up anything that we are just have the tightest grasp on and are unwilling to let go of, God, that you can just show us that you have something better and that your answers are the best for us and that the outcome will be better than we could ever imagine, Jesus. And I just thank you for every heart that is here tonight and every heart that loves you, God. And I just thank you for the work that you're doing in all of our lives and all of our hearts. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message by Wellspring of Life Church in Western Colorado. If you'd like to learn more about our community, please visit wellspringoflifechurch.com.